Time now to look through the window of baseball. We do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. And Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle joins us. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Well, it's going fine. Samardzija had a little difficulty yesterday. And, it's one of those things, and he had trouble in that park before, but I said it on the show, and, you know, it wasn't a great analysis, but look, this White Sox team swings at everything. This guy throws strikes. You throw strikes to this team, they can hit it out in that bandbox park, and it happened yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a reflection of what's going on all throughout the major leagues, you know, except the Giants. I mean, even a terrible team like the Phillies or the White Sox can hit you with three or four homers, you know, with Phillies with Herrera and Hoskins, and who knows, you know, what's going to come off that bench. But, man, it's just symbolic of this season. You know, I don't think it's a death knell for Samardzija by any means, but as I've said before, I get a little exasperated with the bandbox ballparks. You know, not that the White Sox hit a bunch of cheap home runs, but I think it's refreshing to go to a place that's a little more spacious, and of course the Giants Park has that in spades. So, you know, it's just a rough go. It's symbolic of the season yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the home run thing, we talked about it last night a little bit, and you know, you have to hit home runs. Because even if you have excellent pitching, if you put one over the plate, and look, Bumgarner goes today, he's given up five home runs his last 13 innings. I've got thoughts about that. But even if you're an excellent pitcher and you give up a home run with two on or another runner on, there the deficit is cut quickly or the lead is extended quickly. And if you're a team that has to rely on five hits to score two runs, it's not that simple. You've got to hit the ball out of the park today, and that's what happens.
Yeah, and it's something the Giants have to address. I mean, it's not like they come back with the same team and hit as few homers as they have. I don't think that would happen. I think there would be a little bit of a surge, but not enough to catch up with the rest of the league. I don't think this home run trend is necessarily permanent, where every year it skyrockets more and more. But the Giants, you know, these are the times that we're in, and it's obviously something. If they do one thing in the offseason, for me, it would be to get a power hitter.
Yeah, I think that's it. Hey, Joe Panik, we didn't touch on that yesterday, but 12 hits in a three-game series against Colorado. He's another wee willy killer. He hit him where they ain't.
It's funny because he's really the one guy. I mean, he and Posey, who are having representative years. You know, it's just the way Panik's come on lately. It's an especially good year for him. And he's also, among the veterans, probably the easiest guy to trade. But I don't know. I mean, he's everything you want in a second baseman. Offensively, defensively, character. He's a winner and all those cliches. And great guy. Tough to give up. I don't know what if they get a power hitter for him or even if they'd even engage in trade talks involving him. But that's another another quirky thing of the season.
Yeah, I had him traded for D. Gordon last week. I had him, in a Uber or Lyft to the airport for D. Gordon. But, you know, after watching him the whole week and just reconsidering it, you'd love to get a leadoff hitter and a catalyst kind of player. Maybe the second base position is where to do it. But, boy, I think he could command something. I just think he would be a centerpiece of a trade for somebody.
Yeah, you know, a team that's short at second base and really has it designed on winning, you know, Panik would be invaluable. I mean, he's a 280 hitter, possibly even 300, and as we say, he can field. I don't mind the idea of trading him for D. Gordon. I don't know if they could pull that off. D. Gordon's extremely fast. He did have the drug suspension, but that's not so uncommon these days, and a pretty exciting player. But you know, if they were to come back with Panik, I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Yeah, well, the Marlins want to cut payroll, so we'll see how much they want to do it. Well, you're down in L.A. I know you're going to be coming home today. Last night, not only did your game turn out to be a little bit of a rout, and we read your story on the Stanford-USC game, it was an excellent recap of the game, but over at Chavez Ravine, they lost another one. This is 9 in a row, and I think about 14 out of 15, something like that.
Yeah, it's not a temporary glitch in their season. It's reached the point 14 out of 15. It's serious. There's a lot of negativity creeping in there. Even Kershaw said, this is bad. He said that like 3 days ago. And it is bad. And all of a sudden, they can't do anything right. They can't pick up the ball. They can't hit in the clutch. The relievers are failing them. Except for Jansen, but they're not getting to Jansen a lot these days, but they don't have the lead. you know, Pedro Baez is getting booed off the mound, and all this. We talked a little bit yesterday about how their theories about starting pitching, and you know, just let the guy go a few innings and turn over the bullpen, maybe put the guy in the DL, you know, give him to save him starts. That sounded kind of revolutionary at the start of the season, but right now with their rotation not doing well despite all that rest, there's never an answer to saving pitchers' arms. There just isn't. Every theory is wrong, and everybody's got Tommy John surgery, and everybody's on the DL. So, I mean, the Giants have actually had pretty good luck there. You know, when Bumgarner's not dirt biking, he's, you know, at least his arm is sound. But I don't know. It's a pretty crazy thing.
Well, it is. They look at September baseball at its best. The Cubs get pasted yesterday 15-2. The Cardinals come back and win. The Brewers, of course, beat the Cubs. Things are happening. And then the other thing, listening last night, I was listening to the Dodger talk show on the way home last night on the radio. And the fellow who does it does a nice job and takes calls from Newport Beach and Venice and all these wonderful places. And he says, you know what the answer is here? They should play Andre Ethier more. How about that? Seriously, they've come to that. Andre Ethier should be in the lineup. They better put him in the lineup.
That would be a little bit desperate. I mean, I like Ethier, but he hasn't played in the, you know, forever.
No.
He's talking about rusty. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, the big issue for me in the outfield is, you know, Jock Peterson slumped a little bit. He's a good guy on the bench. He's super energetic, and you like having him around. He was part of that winning streak, but he slumped a little bit. And right as they brought up Verdugo, they sent Peterson down for a while. Peterson's back up, but he's kind of a forgotten man. And it's just all these little dynamics that you wouldn't think would matter. And there's certainly not just one of them with the Dodgers. I mean, Granderson and Darvish haven't produced. You know, they came over to all that fanfare, but they haven't done much. And Adrian Gonzalez is back. Oh gosh, now what do we do with Bellinger? We put him in center field, and except now Gonzalez is back out with the back problems again. So just a lot of negativity that they're going to have to turn around. They've got some time to do it, but you know, not that much time.
No, we get them Monday, and they only have one pitcher listed, and that's the Monday pitcher, Maeda. That's it.
There you go.
Come on,
yeah, everybody else is on the 10-day DL.
Yeah, this is the greatest team in the world, and they got one pitcher listed for the next 3 days. So interesting. The other part, just to let this thing go for a while, but they're talking about get Gonzalez in there. Get Adrian Gonzalez back in there. He had the epidural 3 days ago. He should be fine. You know, they're back to this, and they're going to put Taylor in center field. That's going to be their center fielder. So who knows where it's going to go. But enough of the Dodgers. We're going to see them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so we'll get a good look at them. The Cleveland Indians, Bruce, 17 in a row. And Trevor Bauer goes today, and I was talking about him earlier. If you talk about guys who've kind of turned it around this year, he may be one of the leading guys. He was awful. He was playing with airplanes and cutting his finger. Now the guy's 15-8, and he's getting interviewed on TV every day.
Yeah, he had an interesting episode the other night. I forget who was hitting, but the guy kept staring at him and nodding like, all right, you don't want to throw me a fastball? What are you, some kind of coward? And he keeps throwing him curveballs, and he strikes him out with a curveball. And see you later, you know. And Bauer was great about it later. He goes, you know, this is the way I pitch. You know, you're not going to get a fastball every time for me or anybody else. It's the big leagues. And, you know, the guy did go quietly after he struck out. But Bauer's a super cocky guy, and he had all these, you know, crazy warm-up theories. You know, he long tosses from Nevada to Arizona, you know, and he used to take them out. And the first thing he did was get a running start like a cricket pitcher and throw it as hard as he can, just wow, you know. That's how he takes them out. I don't think he does that anymore. But you know, he's proven to be right in terms of taking care of his arm, and that's the bottom line, because he is very talented. And you know, when you're winning, all the little odd things sort of disappear. It looks like they're going to take down that eighth record of 20 in a row.
Well, you know, it's an amazing record. You can't, as I said, you can't have a bad inning for that period of time. You can't have, you give up a 3-4 run inning. You just can't do it. So yeah, he's a character, but 15-8, and he pitches tonight. He goes tonight against the Orioles, so we'll see what happens there. One last thought for you, Bruce, before you run. Bumgarner today, 5 homers his last 13 innings. Have we seen enough of him this year? Should they just say, hey, that's enough, take it easy, and you know, go ride a horse for a while, and we'll see you in spring training?
Well, it's not like Melanson, who finally got the surgery. That was a ridiculous episode that finally got resolved the correct way. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with Bumgarner's arm. If he feels like he doesn't have his velocity, if there's anything amiss at all, they should definitely put him on the shelf. I don't think he would admit to that, but as it is, you know, I think he'd like to finish on a stronger note. Maybe if he goes the distance and pitches a shutout or really shuts somebody down, that might be a good way to close it out. Because, like you said, there's a lot of guys they need to look at. I heard you just a little bit talking about the Arizona Fall League and how interesting that's going to be in following all their young pitchers. But I don't think it's terribly urgent to shut down Bumgarner. I don't think he would be in favor of it. But if there's anything that he feels isn't right with any part of his body, then I would do that.
Yeah, I think so. And he should have a pretty good game today because he'll mix it up against these guys. You know, you mix it up against these guys, they start swinging when they leave the dugout. And, you know, but he'll, you know, but if he leaks it over the plate, up and over the plate to the right-handed hitters, it's trouble. that's kind of where he's gotten. So I thought maybe he's a little fatigued with all the home runs given up, but maybe not. We'll see if he can keep the ball down today. Hey, have a great trip back. You enjoyed the game yesterday. Obviously, your column was terrific about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up down here going to SC and Rams football games. It's always great to be at the Coliseum, and the SC was in pretty vintage form yesterday, which was pretty impressive. They play like that, I don't think anybody in the conference is going to take them down. But it's a long season. It was a great night, and we'll see where it goes from here.
What was the attendance, by the way?
Oh, gosh, it looked like about 90,000.
How about that?
I didn't hear an official figure, but it was just wild. It was completely packed. The Coliseum, when it's jammed, is really, really something to see.
Wow. Yeah, I saw the picture. 90,000. I love it. All right, have a great...
Much like the Oakland Coliseum on a Monday night for the A's.
Goodness gracious. My God. All right, have a safe trip home, and look forward to seeing you.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
All right, we'll take a quick break. More right after this.